Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Mixed 94.7.
They were ghosted after a date and want to know why. It's time for Waiting by the Phone.
Here's a sad thing. We've been doing this forever, and we're not even close to finishing. So it just goes to show you people are rude. And we're here to help out, because if you went on a date and you have been ghosted, you want to know why. And that's exactly what we're going to do. Like right now with Jacob. Good morning, Jacob.
Hey,
good morning, guys. How you doing?
Hello.
Now, you have extremely nice things to say, and this is a shock for you as to why you haven't heard back from Maggie, right? Tell us the story.
This is the story of Maggie. She's just a really, I can't think of any flaws that she has, you know? She was just really kind. She kind of had this, like, beaming light from her, and she had, like, wife vibes and everything. And like, if I was described with one word, it would probably just be, she's just kind, you know? And she kind of has that effect on everybody around her. Like, we went out to eat and the waiter was just trying to bring us over some free stuff because she's just got this thing about her. She's just so genuine. And
that's sweet.
She makes you kind of feel loved immediately. And I didn't know that's what I was looking for, but it's kind of, I found out that's kind of exactly what I wanted.
Yeah, sometimes you don't know what you're looking for until it hits you in the face, and you're like, yeah, that's it.
Seriously.
Yeah.
How many times you guys been out?
We went out twice. We met for drinks, and I took her to see my buddy who plays in, like, a local band. And then, after that, she brought lunch to me at my job the next day.
Dang. Wait, after your second date?
Yeah.
Okay.
See, that's what I mean. I mean, she's just got this thing about her. And like, you know, I mean, I don't know that many people who, like, when they walk into a room, everybody notices, but she definitely has that effect. And I feel like we had a really good match, but then she just stopped talking to me out of the blue, and I have no idea why.
After two good dates, and she brings you lunch to work.
Yeah.
Jacob, we're sorry about that. Let's see if we can get a hold of her, and hopefully she'll talk to us. Hang on, okay?
Great. Thanks, guys.
Hello?
Maggie?
Yes.
Hey.
Hi.
Okay, don't hang out. We just want to talk to you for a couple minutes. We're Booker, Alex, and Audrey. We host a morning radio show on Mix 94.7. And I just want to tell you here, we're mediators. We're not on anyone's side. We're just trying to help get a conversation going because Jacob called us. And boy, my God, like, I've never heard someone talk so nice about someone. He just gushed about how sweet you are, and like, you're an angel. He said that you light up a room and everybody loves you, and he didn't even realize he needed somebody like that until he met you. So fancy his confusion as to why he hasn't heard from you after what he thought were a couple of really nice dates. So he's on the phone, and we're just here to see if you would mind talking to us. Was there any miscommunication here, or you really don't want to see him anymore?
First off, like, thank you for saying all those. Like,
we didn't say he did.
No, we didn't say
it. Well, this is the first time we're talking to you, but I'm sure you love him.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. Maybe. Sure. I did really enjoy spending time with him. I just, unfortunately, I think that we're completely incompatible. Like, I think I just, like, realize that he's the kind of guy that, like, literally does something every single night and every single day, and, like, I'm the absolute opposite of that. I don't know. I'm starting to feel really insecure and bad. Like, I didn't want to do all the things that he does, and I felt like I was just kind of like being a drag. You know what I mean?
So are you that kind of person, Jacob, where you're always out doing stuff?
No. I mean, not really. I mean, and you know, Maggie, with all respect, it's a little crazy. I enjoy staying home some nights. I think if you give me a chance, we could definitely find a balance. I mean, I want to settle down anyways. And, you know, I mean, honestly, I've been going out to go to all these places to meet somebody. And
well, here you are. Ta-da. Well, Maggie, why don't you tell us about you? Like, what kind of person are you?
I mean, I guess, like, deep down, I'm just, like, this homebody. And, like, you know, I, like, had my party stage, and I've done everything there is to do in Austin, I feel like. So, like, now I just kind of realize that I really enjoy, like, just being at home and relaxing. I don't know. That makes me sound really lame. And, like, it really seems like the opposite of everybody in this town, honestly, which is why, like, I don't know. I didn't really want to explain it to Jacob. Like, it just made me, I don't know, it made me feel weird or bad. And, like, I don't know. I also, like, I didn't want him to change for me. Mm. Like, I didn't want him to, like, you know, stop going to all the things he wants to do. And, you know, I also didn't want him to change himself because he's so great. And, like, you know, we are in Austin, so there are definitely going to be, like, other people out there who, like, love going out and doing all the same things he does, you know?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I've been going out to all these places and doing all this stuff. But, I mean, if I was with you, I don't think I'd want to do that at all. I just want to be with you. So.
But she's also concerned that if you choose that just for her sake, that there's going to be a little bit of animosity and that you're going to be like, oh, I sure wish I could go to this. Mm-hmm. But no, she doesn't want to do anything.
Mm-hmm. Well, know? No, but I mean, and I understand that. But I think in any relationship, if you know, one person wants to do something, they're not, you know, like chained to the other person. Everybody's free to do their thing, you know. And
Maggie, you heard Jacob. How do you like what are you thinking right now? He's totally okay with that, is what he's saying.
I mean, that's really sweet and everything. I guess this is totally like on me. I feel insecure about it. I don't like, you know, I don't want to be the drag or like the lame duck or like, you know.
Yeah.
Also, like, I'm assuming, like, you know, his friend group is probably really like that. And I don't want to be the, oh, Maggie's at home again. Oh, Maggie's not coming. You know, like.
Yeah. Okay, well, listen, we'll let you guys work this out off air, but at least the cat's out of the bag and we've discussed it, and we'll leave it up to you guys how you want to work it out. But thank you, Maggie.
Thank you, guys.
Jacob really adores you. There's no doubt about that. So we wish you both the best, whether it's together or with somebody else.
Thanks, guys.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.